Well, what a delight to be with all of you today to celebrate the love of God together. And just so you all know, when Pastor MJ asked, would I like to lead one of these services, and she had the whole list of topics. All of the weeks were pretty much open. And I did not draw the short straw. Facing death is one of the things that Christians do best. It's one of the things that we really have to witness to the world about that nobody else has. We have Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's start with a couple references from Scripture. First of all, from John 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And from Romans chapter 8, Paul writes, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And from Romans 14, none of us lives to himself or herself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. It's too bad. A lot of times we share those great scriptures only at the time of a death. Because as Christians, this is the hope that we live in. We live in Jesus. Whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Well, facing death is still, it's a topic that a lot of us don't deal with well. And I think as a culture even, Americans just aren't very good at facing death. If you look at the statistics, you know, the vast majority of our healthcare dollars go into the last months of a person's life. Usually after someone has been declared terminal, there's that fight that we feel that we must put up to keep ourselves alive. I praised God during the prayers for the man who was diagnosed with lung cancer and accepted the diagnosis and refused treatment. That's a brave thing to do. But that sounds like somebody who knows whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Well, one of the reasons that I took this topic was because facing death is something that our family in particular doesn't have a lot of trouble with. In fact, we embrace it. As MJ noted, my husband works in hospice. And it's just been such a blessing for us over these years to hear the stories and to be able to be companions to those who are on that final journey home and to be with their families. And I wanted to share with you just a couple things that we've learned over the years that seem to make a difference for people. First of all, take care of unfinished business. None of us knows when the Lord is going to call us home. So if there is someone you need to talk to, don't put it off. If there's someone that you need to forgive, just do it. And if it's hard to forgive, bring a Christian friend with you. Have them hold your hands and tell God together, this is hard to do, Lord. But what you promised that with two or three of us are together, you're with us. So help me forgive. Unfinished business. Don't forget to tell people that you love them. A lot of us go through a good portion of our life thinking that our loved ones just know. I asked my dad about this once. I was a teenager. I said, Dad, do you love me? Because our form of affection was we'd, you know, give each other a little punch in the arm. That's cool. Yeah. And he says, yeah. You know, when I tap you on the arm, that's just the old German farmer saying, I love you. Okay. It's okay to say it out loud. It's okay to say it at the end of every phone conversation. Tell them you love them. Make plans. You know, a lot of families get stuck wondering what mom or dad would have wanted in a funeral. And then they come up with all sorts of harebrained things. Right? You've been to those funerals. It's okay to make plans for your final arrangements. It's okay to make plans to get that healthcare power of attorney so that everybody's clear that if you're not able to make decisions for yourself, what your wishes are. Because facing death is not an ending for us. And planning for death is a witness to Jesus. From Jesus' perspective, we know death is not the end. Did you know in the Bible, every time Jesus talks about the word eternal life, he talks about it in a verb tense that we don't have in English. It's a verb tense that basically means now and. So eternal life isn't just what happens after we die. It's what happens when we are in relationship with Jesus and just continues forever. Death is not the end. I chose those two readings from Romans partly because they spoke so well to the topic, but also because I really appreciate the Apostle Paul. And if you haven't read through the book of Acts lately, it's a good exercise. Maybe after Easter or during the Pentecost season, just take it upon yourself to read the book of Acts. My favorite parts about the book of Acts come when Paul goes out and preaches to a new town. And they hate him. And they beat him up and they leave him for dead. And that's where that chapter ends. And the next chapter begins with, and Paul got up the next morning and went and preached at. He didn't fear death. Nor should we. We are reminded that we are dust. To dust we shall return. We are dust. But as Christians, we also know that God does pretty well with dust. You know, he breathed, you know, he formed Adam and Eve out of the dust of the earth. And then he breathed into them. And they lived. And he took our crucified Lord, dust, and he breathed eternal life into him. We have nothing to fear. And finally, we have as our model for facing death, Jesus. He talked about his own death a lot. In Matthew 16, he was telling his disciples, he said, from that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed. And on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. How often have we been with a loved one who has told us they're dying? And we've had that same response as Peter. No, not you. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block for me. And then Jesus told his disciples, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? Follow me, says Jesus. I am the way and the truth and the life. And you have nothing to fear. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the one who loves us so. Amen.